Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And you put a .com on the end of that, Small Business Advocate. .com, you'll find my website where you'll find all the things that we do here every day, every week. We update our website all the time. Every day, we put quite a few things up every day, including the entire program that we do every day on the radio. And if you want to, you can listen to the show, you can read, you can ask questions, you can subscribe to my newsletter, you can check our poll question right there on the homepage, check out my blog, lots and lots of stuff there. My Brain Trust members are there, and all the things they've done with us over the last 13 and a half years are all there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm on Twitter, at Jim Blasingame. I'm on Facebook, at Small Business Advocate. Corey Michael Blake is our new friend, and he is, Corey, tell us about your, thanks for staying with us, and tell us about your company.
Sure. Well, we use entertainment to educate, inform, and inspire people, so that handles all forms. I come from an acting background and directing and producing in Los Angeles, and we used to use the film medium in that regard before, and then I eventually got into the writing and publishing game. So we do a lot of book packaging for people. We help them to tell their stories and share their lives, and then we've recently gotten into this whole comic book adventure, which is big latest opportunity, where we're working with a lot of best-selling authors in the business, self-help, motivational genres, and helping them introduce their books, their thoughts, their ideas to a whole new generation, and also to the very busy professional who no longer has as much time on their hands as they used to.
What do you say to people like me who say you're dumbing down the marketplace
I'm not intending to replace the original book.
I believe you, but what are you?
I don't believe so, because I think we're creating a lead generator. So somebody who's a young person who's interested in getting into sales, they might not pick up a 300-page book, but if they pick up Tom Hopkins' How to Master the Art of Selling as a comic book, which is only 45 minutes to blow through, mm-hmm. get a bunch of great ideas, if they really like those ideas, they're going to go to the original book to get more in-depth information.
So it's bait.
It very much is. I mean, I certainly do not want to promote, that reading is by any means a negative thing, or I'm not trying to, to get the young people to replace reading with something else. I'm actually trying to promote it using something that's attractive to them.
So you're saying, and I think I see this now, and is you're saying that if they read your comic book, as you call it, as you say yourself. It doesn't look like a regular comic book, folks. It looks like a regular book, but when you open it up, it is comics. When you're saying that if they read your comic book, The Long Tail, or How to Master the Art of Selling, you're saying that they would get enough of an idea about what the overall book is about, what the overall intent of the author, the original author, was about, enough that as they read it, it would make it not only make them more interested in reading it, but also maybe make it easier for them to read.
Absolutely,
because they already know enough that it helps them get inside the head of the author before they start.
That's right. I mean, if you think about yourself, if you've ever gone to a presentation where someone's giving a 15 or a 30-minute PowerPoint, yeah. and you really like what that person has to say, you might go buy their book. That's just a more thorough exploration of their ideas. That's
right.
The same approach that we're taking. We're using this entertaining medium to lure people in, get them excited about reading, get them excited about these ideas, and do it in a way where they don't feel like they're working. It doesn't feel like negative time or lost time. It feels like fun.
Okay. All right. You've convinced me. I'm going to let you keep doing this then. I'm not gonna stop you. I'm gonna go ahead and let you keep doing what you're doing there, Corey. So it makes sense. But you do it. Don't you agree though that there is concern for in the generation where everybody gets a trophy, there is concern about just rolling over and not holding anyone's sort of. Not requiring excellence, not requiring elbow grease, not requiring people to put in the effort to sort of you know, suffer for their skill, for their experience, so to speak. Do you agree with that?
It's a great point that you bring up, and by no means, you know, do I believe that I'm trying to adhere. Yeah, I'm not trying to appeal to the lazy person by any means. You know, the Twitter generation, these younger folks, they're so inundated. We feel, as older people, that we're so inundated with information.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting it from so many
You're
places.
Right. You're
this
right.
This is really just about finding a new way to break through that clutter of so much that is bombarding people. And
yeah.
If you're not doing it through some kind of innovative fashion, on the break you were talking about how many parables have been written since
right.
that became popular
right.
and how many of them are poorly executed.
Yep.
This is, we're elevating that to what's the next way to deliver information.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Are you, in your books, are you saying, ladies and gentlemen, these books aren't substitutes for the real book. We hope when you'll enjoy this book and then want to go and read the other book.
Every single one of our books, one of the last pages in the book after you've read it, shows a picture of the original book
yeah.
and leads people to where to get it.
All right. Well, lead us where we can get your books.
Right now, the biggest place that we're so happy about is Hudson News Airport Bookstores, which is so perfect.
Congratulations.
For us. Thank you so much. So we're in 65 of those across the country. We're also in the majority of chain and independent bookstores.
But the publisher is Smarter Comics, right?
Actually, the publisher is Writers of the Roundtable Press, excuse me, my company. We worked with Smarter Comics on these initial six books.
Okay.
They own the digital rights, so people can go to Smarter Comics and they can see some of the books online.
All right.
And then they can also go to the stores, and that's where we're the print publisher.
Sounds good. Hey, thanks, Corey. Will you come back another day?
You got it. Thanks, Jim.
Corey Michael Blake, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. I'm here.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.